Welcome to Managing Technology the Right Way with your host, Sun Jogal, brought to you by the University of Phoenix Online. If you don't have time for college, let the college come to you via the Internet. All comments, views, and opinions expressed on this show are strictly those of the host, guests, and callers. Now showing you how to manage technology the right way, here's Sun Jogal.
Good morning, folks, and welcome to the show. It needs careful planning and flawless execution to make technology work for us. But how many times do we succeed? On this show, we invite business leaders and subject matter experts with extensive experience in technology management. The intent here is to learn from their experience and discuss better ways to manage technology. To learn more about the show, please visit talkshow.avval.com. That is talkshow.avval.com. Today's topic is IT challenges of transportation and logistics industry. Our guest for today's show is John Fieldman. John is the Chief Information Officer at DSC Logistics, a national supply chain management company headquartered in Des Plaines, Illinois. DSC helps customers such as Kimberly-Clark, Kellogg's, Unilever Best Foods, Pioneer, and Philip Morris achieve their business goals by managing change and information in the supply chain. As CIO, John is responsible for the information and technology throughout DSC's network, including over 25 warehouses, DSC's National Service Center, and DSC's Data Center. He leads the Director and Senior Manager Forum and, as a member of the DSC Executive Team, participates in the strategic leadership of the company. Prior to DSC, John was the CIO at the Resolution Group, a subsidiary of Xerox Corporation, where he developed and successfully implemented a strategy to migrate TRG off its mainframe, cutting its IT budget in half. John is also the Vice Chair of the IT Resource Center and serves on the advisory board of Crestview Capital. Good morning, John. Welcome to the show.
It's a pleasure, and thank you for your warm introduction.
Thanks again. How is 2004 treating you so far?
We're having a good year. We have done well through the last few years. We've had some of our best years in the last couple of years, even though the economy's been challenging. We are very focused on building our customer relationships and tending to our customers and being out in the marketplace, and it's exciting. It's a challenge. It's always a challenge. It's a very competitive industry, and we've been doing pretty well.
Yeah, life is never easy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Now, in your industry specifically, we talk about transportation and logistics. It's a very competitive, a highly competitive industry, and actually it's going a lot of consolidation and M&A activity. So the resulting organizations keep on getting more systems, more pressures, and this is all because they want to get together to get the economy of scale and deal with the economic pressures. How do you think the technology leaders like yourself who are in this industry, they can get a better control on this moving target?
Well, I think leveraging technology is critical in our current economy. Everybody knows that. We are in an information economy, and our customers want the efficiencies of the economy. They want the information services of the technology provides, and they want to learn how to do their business more quickly, better. I think a big challenge for a technology leader is to partner with your business colleagues and ensure that the technology, the information technology function of your company is in service of and in alignment with the business agendas. So, technology needs to be fully integrated to the overarching business strategy and agenda of the company. And I think what that means is, I mean, that's a personal thing. What it means personally is that I, as the top information technology officer of my company, am working in partnership with my business colleagues and including them fully in the decisions and choices we have before us. I arrived at DSC 5.5 years ago, I guess in 1989, and some of the things that we've done to help make sure that technology was helping us in a very competitive industry is to, you know, develop owners groups so that the business people were really driving where we go with our technology, driving how we deploy it, driving our investment, and also empowering our management team and educating them and new things in technology and really using technology as a tool of business objectives.
That's wonderful. And in fact, what you talked about, these owner groups, this must be bringing the outside in thinking about, you know, what does the business require versus we now create some system and then go to the business user and say, deal with it.
Right. And I, yes, when I, you know, started, I think we were, you know, in two different camps a little bit, where we had kind of the technology folks in one camp and the business folks in another camp. And, you know, the reality is we're all in it together. We have things to learn from each other. The technology people can teach our business folks about ways of doing things, but we also, you know, need to understand what's important. And, you know, the owners groups was a well-tested management tool that sometimes is a little challenging to implement because, you know, when we first started, you know, the business folks just saw it as another demand on their time and more meetings and whatnot, but I think they've really come to see that it's an opportunity for them to leverage, you know, leverage resources to compete better.
How do you, I mean, you saw that, you know, being a top information officer, you got your managers and directors come together and they're all being together in this. How is your lower end staff, you know, last but not the least with the people who are programmers or network administrators, because they are the ones who are going to be doing the work, especially when it's a moving target, they're always under the gun to keep the arms around them and keep them in control. How are you helping them cope up with this?
Well, you know, I think it, a lot of it's culture. I mean, when I arrived at DSC, I mean, I think some of my thoughts on, you know, the role of technology were developing and the role of the information technology people were developing. And, I, my thinking is that all of us in the department, and I mean, you could really extend this beyond IT, but... We are all responsible to serve our customers. We are all responsible to grow and develop and create value. The culture is a customer service culture where we look for opportunities to create value and to meet the needs of our customers. And you know, the thing that I like to say is, you know, in IT, and maybe this is, you know, much broader than IT, everybody's your customer. Literally everybody. Every single person in the company uses technology. I mean, their jobs revolve around technology, and of course our external customers, DSC's customers, depend upon technology, you know, very fundamentally in their businesses and their integration with DSC. So I think working on the culture of our department and our people and that we are all there to create value for our customers, all of our customers, that's what we're here for, I think is part of how we include everybody, include, you know, our programmers in the need to wed our department and our information technology function to the business and to the customer.
Yeah, I guess the success is going to be in the team play.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yeah. Teamwork is huge. You know, we see more and more that things are done with interdepartmental teams, that the organizations are becoming more matrixed, that to grow any capability in the company. Right now we're doing a directed put-away project whereby in our warehouses we are going to have the warehouse management system direct specifically with a series of of prioritized choices where a pallet should be put away in the warehouse, and it will appear on the screen for the warehouseman. Whereas before, they would know where the, you know the layout of the inventory, and they would, you know, use their judgment, and their judgment was probably pretty good, but not as good as having a system tell them in priority where to go. Well, in order to implement a project like that, I mean, the teamwork involved is tremendous. I mean, you need the operators from the warehouse involved. You need the engineers who know how warehouses are laid out and, you know, the configuration of the warehouse. You need our process people who know how the put-away process works. You, of course, need your IT people and your programmers. You need the people who are doing the requirements. And they all are, you know, in it together trying to create a capability and build something of value.
Wonderful. So let's pick up this you know, point that you mentioned, where your decision making capabilities definitely have been increased, and they have become better just because you're using technology. As like you said, you could know where the pallet would fit the best, and you know where it should be kept. When it comes down to the manual intervention, because you know when we talk about logistics, yes, you can pick up big pallets using those, you know, trolleys, etc. But when it comes down to shipping the packages, there is some form, in fact, quite a lot of manual intervention is there. So while technology is helping at one end, where it's like corporate decision making and business intelligence, and you know even making that warehouse where to keep a pallet, where all does it also help in you know, basically offsetting, or you can say compensating for the inherent efficiencies or of the human limit that you have?
Well, that's a good question, and one that I, of course, hear from my colleagues frequently about how to take advantage of technology to automate processes. And the cost of labor is huge. You know, DSC has 2,700 people. You know, it's a very significant part of our budget. So we in our warehouses ship normally, typically, truckload quantities of pallets. So the pallets, you're right, you need somebody on a forklift to take the pallets off of the trucks, put them into the inventory, pull them from the inventory, stage them, and load them. So that is manual. But we have used RF in the warehouse so that it's all, they know what they're doing on the WMS. We have integrated with our customers with EDI, and we have integrated our warehouse system and our trans system. So we look for ways to automate.
That's great. Let's take a quick break, listeners. We'll be right back after these messages, so please stay tuned.
Today, college graduates average 75 to 110% more income than non-graduates. But if you don't have time to go to college, let the college come to you via the internet. At University of Phoenix Online, you can earn your degree when and wherever you want in just 2 to 3 years. University of Phoenix is the largest private accredited university in the U.S. We offer degree programs in business, technology, nursing, education, and more. Call University of Phoenix Online at 1-800-797-3011.
Looking for ways to improve your IT department? Then visit www.avval.com today. Avval is a professional services firm with a mission to help companies align IT with their business objectives through strategy, technology, branding solutions, and services. Our commitment is to ensure bottom-line improvements as a result of services rendered by us. Whether it's an IT needs assessment, strategy development, or related implementation, we back it up by our unconditional, positive ROI guarantee. To find out how Avval can help your company, visit www.avval.com or call 1-800-947-2832. Avval, making IT work and look better. www.avval.com. Visit today.
Tune in every Monday at 3 p.m. Pacific Time for Change in Context with Linda Ireland and Chris LeVictor Mahai. On the show, Chris and Linda bring you topics and tools and interesting perspectives each week to help you as your business grows into a successful corporation. So whether you're out to change the world or the world is changing around you, then you need to tune in to Change in Context with Linda Ireland and Chris LeVictor Mahai right here on BusinessAmericaRadio.com. Real business issues, real business talk.
Talk radio with a business perspective. This is BusinessAmericaRadio.com.
If you're ready for a highly interactive show dealing with current market trends and strategies, listen to the In Motion Marketing Show with Lamore Chapman, heard every Friday at 9 a.m. Pacific Time. The In Motion Marketing Show focuses on today's business climate and gives you the chance to get new and exciting ideas from marketing experts from different industries. Tune in, call in, and listen to the In Motion Marketing Show with Lamore Chapman every Friday at 9 a.m. Pacific Time, right here on BusinessAmericaRadio.com. Talk radio with a business perspective.
The challenges facing today's brand marketers are constantly changing. Stay a step ahead of the game by listening to Brands on Demand with your host, Doug Rand, the president and founder of Brandsight. On the show, Doug will provide tips and insights into maximizing your brand return in an ever-demanding marketplace. Take your business to the next level. Join Doug Rand for Brands on Demand every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time right here on BusinessAmericaRadio.com. Real business issues, real business talk.
Keeping you a step ahead of the changing world of business. This is BusinessAmericaRadio.com.
You are listening to Managing Technology the Right Way, brought to you by the University of Phoenix Online. If you have a question or comment, call toll free at 1-866-233-7861. Now back to the show. Here's Sun Jogal.
Welcome back to the show, folks. For listeners who've just tuned in, today's topic is IT challenges of transportation and logistics industry. Our guest for today's show is John Fieldman. John is the Chief Information Officer at DSC Logistics, a national supply chain management company headquartered in Des Plaines, Illinois. DSC helps customers such as Kimberly-Clark, Kellogg's, Unilever Best Foods, Pioneer, and Philip Morris achieve their business goals by managing change and information in the supply chain. Before the break, we briefly discussed about how can technology help improve the inherent, improve upon or say compensate for the inherent inefficiencies of like human being, which is basically there's a human limit, and that's where the technology can come into play. And John provided some good insights about what the plans are. Now going forward, let's pick up the business model. The very transportation and logistics business model is linear. That is, if you want to handle more business, you'll have to keep on adding more trucks or fleets or warehouses. So to keep the fixed cost lower, organizations in this industry normally resort to the third-party fleet or third-party warehouses. What happens when this being the model, what do you think as are the corresponding technology challenges, which would be just because people want to outsource something from the infrastructure standpoint versus keeping in-house, so you've got to deal with the third-party information systems and things like that. So what are your thoughts?
Well, the, outsourcing, of course, is, just this hugely growing phenomenon. DSC Logistics provides outsourced services to our customers. As the economy grows and develops, and as the information technology backbone of our economy grows and develops, we're seeing that the time and place that activities occur don't need to all be under the same roof, and so there's this huge differentiation, and companies need to decide what their core competency really is and what is not, and they don't need to house everything under one roof. The great enablers of that are the ability to share huge amounts of information near real time in many different locations. And now we're seeing that that's, extending beyond just outsourcing within the States to overseas in India, later maybe China. But what the challenges in outsourcing for a company like DSC are, from a technology standpoint, are integrating our business processes with our customers and our trading partners and doing it seamlessly and being able to trade information nearly instantaneously, orders, changes in orders, inventory statuses, views of inventory, shipping statuses, and being able to integrate quickly and fully into our business, our customers' business processes. We call it business process integration. It's the absolute linchpin of successful outsourcing, and that's something we do well, and IT plays a big part in.
Actually, I remember there was a case where we were talking with one of our other logistics player, and they wanted to go on the cutting edge in terms of being able to provide real-time status on how the fleet is doing and things like that. But then they had this physical limit because of the fact that they were using third-party fleet, and you know it becomes a weakest link issue because the other parties, the other third-party providers, the fleet managers, they did not have the capabilities where they could hook up with this, you know, facility that these guys could provide. Now, that being said, it takes away the thunder because you have the initiative, but just because you are forced to use third-party infrastructure, you are not able to totally exploit technology. So are there any creative ways around this?
Well, you know, DSE is kind of in the middle of that. On the one hand, we are the outsourced provider to our customers, the manufacturers, and on the other hand, we manage carriers many different carriers to deliver the goods on time and accurately. The challenges we face are, as you were saying, you know, if we're working with a lot of different carriers, a lot of different lanes, shipping different products all over the country, using truckload carriers, less than truckload carriers, the maturity level and the technology level of our different carriers varies, and yet we need to pull all their information, their delivery information, their shipping information into a unified presentation to our customers, and that is a challenge. The challenge is not so much literally capturing when a load got delivered from our carriers. It is to do it consistently and to have the information consistent across our network. And you know, in order to do that, it's a management challenge. We need to manage our carriers and manage the information we get from them. On the flip side, you know, we like to be a network provider to our customers because if they've outsourced their entire distribution network to us, you know, we can provide them a consistent view across their entire network of everything that's happening, their inventory, their orders, their shipments, their warehouses, their transportation, and they can all do it in one place. So we see real advantages of that.
Well, let's pick up the competitive scenario that we have in this. As we know, there's a lot of competition, and it's only so much different we can do from the business process standpoint. Transportation logistics is all about safely and adequately handling a package from source to destination, if I were to put it very simplistically. Now, when we had to look at the competitive advantage, what could be a competitive advantage of one logistics and transportation company versus over the other competitors, and what are the roles that technology could play in helping you gain that competitive advantage?
Well, you know, DSC emphasizes three things that differentiate us. We emphasize our people, our process, and our technology. So part of your question went to the technology, but it always comes down to people. How good your people are. I mean, that's wherever you go in business, it's how good are the people, how dedicated are they, how well trained are they. We're having challenges with our training programs overseas right now that we've all been reading about. I think it's a training issue, a training and management issue. Well, DSC is very dedicated to its people. We name them as one of our key elements of our value proposition. We grow our people. We have development programs for them. and we, you know, we've already talked about the teamwork and the, and you know, a very team approach to solving problems. So that's one part. The second part is process. You know, we have a national network. We have 13, 14 million square feet of space. We have many different customers in many different regions of the company, and we've worked hard to have our processes standard. You know, how we receive a truck, how we do a shipment, et cetera, how we do things in the shipping office. And the advantages of that are that we, you know, can do things very quickly. We can bring people in from around the country and they will understand an operation. We can do a startup fast, it's something we can really leverage, and it gives us flexibility as well. Finally is the technology part. We think, you know, technology is a definite differentiator. We use technology in our integration, which I've mentioned, in our ability to trade information via EDI or many other formats. We have a tool, a supply chain visibility tool, which we call ASK, that allows our customers to view all their inventory and all their orders. We do metrics using technology, which we can report across the network, and you know, we've invested significantly in technology to create value for our customers.
Great. Let's take a look at this packaged application approach that I've seen many technical transportation logistics industry companies they adopt. What they would do is that, of course, there are some applications which are tailor-made to your industry, which actually goes into every nook and corner and helps you, you know, cater to your actual business needs at any given time, so you could configure them. What happens, though, at the time of any change in the business needs? You'd be always ripping apart that application and putting more of your own changes, or you'll have to use the same vendor. So I look at the total cost of ownership issue here, whereas if you had built something from scratch, or maybe picked up the right pieces from elsewhere and just brought them together and integrated them, then any new thing which comes in does not need to, you know, pull down every other aspect of the application, and you could just plug the new feature or function or functionality in. What do you think your approach is, or your organization's approach is, in this regard?
Well, you know, this is the, you know, the great, great question that is debated, you know. build or buy? I think that DSC has taken an eclectic approach to this. And, you know, my personal opinion is there is not a right answer to this question. And it depends on the area where your company is and the package area. And we have a lot of experience with this. I think it depends on specifics.
So just given the dynamics of this industry, that people are changing or basically consolidating their companies, then automatically there are different systems coming. So assume, anyway, there's a big, big problem in bringing two separate systems together, and think about that, where you have two packaged applications provided by two different vendors and these two companies are coming together. That would be a total nightmare.
Yes, and well, I mean, integration of different systems is something that we, you know, it's our bread and butter. We have a lot of experience with, and we've done both the package approach, and we have our own proprietary warehouse management system. And I could tell you stories about the advantages of both.
That's great. Let's take a quick break, listeners. We'll be right back after these messages. So please stay tuned.
Today, college graduates average 75 to 110% more income than non-graduates. But if you don't have time to go to college, let the college come to you via the internet. At University of Phoenix Online, you can earn your degree when and wherever you want in just 2 to 3 years. University of Phoenix, the largest private accredited university in the U.S. We offer degree programs in business, technology, nursing, education, and more. Call University of Phoenix Online at 1-800-797-3011.
Looking for ways to improve your IT department? Then visit www.avval.com today. Avval is a professional services firm with a mission to help companies align IT with their business objectives through strategy, technology, branding solutions, and services. Our commitment is to ensure bottom-line improvements as a result of services rendered by us. Whether it's an IT needs assessment, strategy development, or related implementation, we back it up by our unconditional, positive ROI guarantee. To find out how Avval can help your company, visit www.avval.com or call 1-800-947-2832. Avval, making IT work and look better. www.avval.com. Visit today.
Technology is changing the way we live our lives and how we do business. On Managing Technology the Right Way, we will talk about the benefits of technology and the great things it allows us to do, as well as its associated risks. Heard every Friday at 8 a.m. Pacific Time, Sun Jogal, the host of Managing Technology the Right Way, will interview business leaders and other experts that have shaped the way we use technology today. If you want to keep up with the changing world of technology, listen to Managing Technology the Right Way with Sun Jogal, brought to you by the University of Phoenix Online, every Friday at 8 a.m. Pacific Time, right here on BusinessAmericaRadio.com. Franchising is one of the fastest growing segments of the economy. Learn how to get involved in this exciting and profitable industry by listening to Peter Berglund's Franchise Bootcamp every Thursday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time. On the show, Peter Berglund will discuss trends and concepts in the franchise industry, as well as tips and strategies on how you can become a successful franchisor. Find everything you need to know about franchising right here on Peter Berglund's Franchise Bootcamp. Broadcasting live every Thursday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time, right here on Business America Radio.
Business Benefit News You Can Use with Mark A. Schoen, CFC, is a show dedicated to helping you get the biggest bang for your benefit and retirement dollars. Every Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern, your host, Mark Schoen, will bring you interesting discussions and topics from the Internal Revenue Service, Department of Labor, and other federal agencies about pension plans, employee benefit plans, and even federal taxation. So tune in to Business Benefits News You Can Use with Mark A. Schoen, CFC, every Wednesday at 11 a.m. Eastern, right here on BusinessAmericaRadio.com. Real business issues, real business talk.
Tune in and join the discussion of the Entrepreneurs Roundtable with Margaret Combs every Monday at 12 p.m. Pacific Time. The Entrepreneurs Roundtable is the only true forum where you can call in and get answers to your most pressing business questions, as well as learn what you can do to make your company more profitable. From business life cycles to everyday commerce issues, you, the entrepreneur, cannot afford to miss this show. So pull up a chair and join the Entrepreneurs Roundtable with Margaret Combs every Monday at 12 p.m. Pacific Time, right here on BusinessAmericaRadio.com.
Keeping you a step ahead of the changing world of business. This is BusinessAmericaRadio.com.
You are listening to Managing Technology the Right Way, brought to you by the University of Phoenix Online. If you have a question or comment, call toll-free at 1-866-233-7861. Now back to the show. Here's Sun Jogal.
Welcome back to the show, folks. For listeners who have just tuned in, today's topic is IT challenges for transportation and logistics industry. Our guest for today's show is John Fieldman. John is the Chief Information Officer at DSC Logistics, a national supply chain management company headquartered in Des Plaines, Illinois. DSC helps customers such as Kimberly-Clark, Kellogg's, Unilever Best Foods, Pioneer, and Philip Morris achieve their business goals by managing change and information in the supply chain. Before the break, we were discussing about this build versus buy situation, and which further becomes complicated when we have a lot of M&A activities happening, and if one company has got a built from scratch solution in place and another company comes with a packaged solution that they had implemented, and even worse, two companies coming with their own respective package implementations and they're trying to bring them together, that could definitely become a nightmare. So John, please share any thoughts that you might have on that.
Well, you know, when we deal in the realm of packages and, you know, build-to-build-or-buy decision, I think there's risk no matter what you do. And I don't think there is a safe harbor and a secure path in choosing your applications. I mean, applications have become so fundamental to the opposite of, to a business. I mean, they are the heartbeat of businesses. You know, our warehouses run on our, we have a proprietary warehouse management system that we built. We manage our transportation with, you know, a well-known vendor's product. You know, the vendor route, which I think at one point in time was considered kind of the safer, sure bet, is very risky. Vendors go out of business. Big vendors are at risk of going out of business. You know, the economy has really changed. There are no certainties. The vendors can abandon a product. They can abandon a platform. We're an AS400 shop. We've been told by certain vendors that they're going to abandon supporting the software they sold to us for the AS400. Well, for us to convert off the AS400 would be just a tremendous, tremendous enterprise effort. So we face risk with our vendor packages. You mentioned the M&A activity for the smaller software vendors. You're always looking at, you know, what is their life expectancy? You know, are they going to be bought? Are they going to merge? Are they going to make it? So our proprietary warehouse management system has proven a real workhorse, very solid, very reliable, and one that we can adapt to each customer's, you know, unique needs, and we can continuously develop it. We have the code. We know it. It's a real expertise of ours, and we can use it to be very flexible. So, but that, you know, that is what our experience has been.
And actually, you know, we also can endorse to this fact about, like, proprietary application could become a competitive advantage, because one of very good example is Walmart, because that's how they compete in the world, and they still are always the leaders because of their information systems, and the world knows about them.
Yeah, I mean, that's a great point. I mean, we went to the market several years ago, and we looked at all of the warehouse management system packages and evaluated what we had, and it was a very significant undertaking. And in the end of that whole process, we decided, well, you know, what we have really has some significant functionality here, and what the vendors were selling to us was not always what we thought it was. So, you know, we learned that we really had a real capability, and that, you know, the hype out there in the marketplace wasn't always something you could run your business on.
Yeah, that's so true. When we looked at these package applications and, you know, bringing them together becoming a challenge, another angle to this is the time period which elapses for companies, and most transportation logistics companies which are established and relatively bigger in size, they have been around for years, and as the technology has changed, there might have been situations where, and in fact that's a trend, that where they would keep on acquiring and implementing new solutions without getting rid of the old. And what that does is, after some time, that you would be carrying some inefficiencies, just because at any given time we are always under the gun to ship a packet, so we simply cannot afford to bring down the system if there is any issue. So we just carry the baggage all along. But that could, in effect, be reducing our overall efficiency, if you are in effectiveness, if you were to compare with a brand new package which is tailor made to your current needs. So where is DSC in this regard, and what can other companies also do which are facing the same set of challenges?
Well, we're in good shape on this one. I think we've been pretty disciplined about this. We have a single platform throughout our enterprise. We have our proprietary warehouse management system. We have our highly customized package transportation management system. They are integrated, and that is the basic way we run our company. Now, we are very flexible, and we are able to adapt to different situations quickly and easily. For example, we have warehouses where we use our customers' warehouse management system. The whole warehouses run on their system, and we know warehouses, we know warehouse processes, and we can run a warehouse on someone else's system. But that would be driven typically by the customer, because our our approach is that the real advantages and the real synergies are going to be, you know, with all the knowledge we have of our systems. And we don't like to support multiple different systems and corresponding processes. And also, the other thing is you have different systems, you have different data definitions, and you really are having, you know, really different ways of thinking about and measuring your business. And we think the best thing to do is to have standard processes, flexible processes, but standard ones, standard measures, standard data that we can innovate different solutions with and adapt to our customers. We talk about sense and respond at DSC. Our customer needs, what our customer wants drives the solutions that we create. We can implement and input data directly into their systems if they want us to do that, and we do. But we like to work off of our base, our packages, our applications.
I guess yours is one of the good examples there, how to do things right. Do you have any suggestions for companies which are not in that good a situation where they still are carrying a lot of baggage and they would want to salvage their situations, how they can, you know, not of course overnight change it, but there could be a good game plan for them to get over that?
Well, you know, I've been a CIO twice over, and in each of my CIO jobs there was kind of an opportunity to develop a strategic game plan, and Y2K was a huge opportunity for the company to look at what it was going to do and what was its strategy. So my thinking is that every application has a lifespan. And as you anticipate the end of the lifespan of an application, you need to back up and look at your overall strategy and leverage the opportunity to look at whether there's a consolidation and consistency, an opportunity to drive consistency. I mean, we did that with Y2K. Our applications had, we were using the same system, but each one installed in each warehouse had begun to have little tiny diversions, but differences. And we used Y2K to bring them all back together to the exact same functionality and standardization. So we used a business event to drive a technology consistency.
Well, that's wonderful. Now, as IT folks, we know that our main emphasis is on systems, applications, and how to make it work for the business. Now, at all given times, as you always said, like, people are the key. While at the organizational level, complete full organization level, definitely the HR comes into effect, and they are dedicated to that, in that role, and they're making sure that the people are taken care of. From the IT standpoint, your organization, for example, or any other company's organization, they would have their own people, as we said, starting from yourself to your senior managers and directors and the people who are in the operational staff. What is done to make sure that they work at their optimum, capacity?
Well, I think it's a big point. We talked about culture a little bit. I think it's really about a culture of development and teamwork, and having the leaders of your group, your department, understand that a big part of their job is growing people, teaching people, training people, not just on the narrow specifics of their job, but on the broader questions of creating value and tending to customer relationships and training people to do that.
So when we talk about training, you are talking about technology training, soft skills training, and anything else that where they learn that they are not just sitting there writing a program, that each line of code that they might write would be impacting in one form or the other in the way the company is perceived by an end customer.
Right. It's the technology training, and then the soft side of the relationship, the management, and the customer value creation training.
And what are some of the things that you feel should be, which are key? Of course, you know, you mentioned that, you know, they should be trained with these things in mind, especially for a technology worker.
Well, you know, a huge thing we've spent a lot of time on is communicating, and communicating effectively, which I think is a real business value. Being able to present your thoughts clearly and effectively in PowerPoints and emails and meetings and discussions, knowing how to collaborate, knowing how to take the best ideas in a meeting, and being able to pull them together in a clear way for business executives to understand.
So do you use any collaboration tools as well?
We do Lotus Notes, and we do a little bit of collaboration with Lotus Notes, but you know, largely it's just a skill in meetings with people.
Oh, so it's an in-person, like personal touch.
Yes.
That makes a difference. That's wonderful. Let's take a quick break, listeners. We'll be right back after these messages, so please stay tuned.
Today, college graduates average 75 to 110% more income than non-graduates. But if you don't have time to go to college, let the college come to you via the internet. At University of Phoenix Online, you can earn your degree when and wherever you want in just 2 to 3 years. University of Phoenix is the largest private accredited university in the U.S. We offer degree programs in business, technology, nursing, education, and more. Call University of Phoenix Online at 1-800-797-3011.
Looking for ways to improve your IT department? Then visit www.avval.com today. Avval is a professional services firm with a mission to help companies align IT with their business objectives through strategy, technology, branding solutions, and services. Our commitment is to ensure bottom-line improvements as a result of services rendered by us, whether it's an IT needs assessment, strategy development, or related implementation. We back it up by our unconditional, positive ROI guarantee. To find out how Avval can help your company, visit www.avval.com or call 1-800-947-2832. Avval, making IT work and look better. www.avval.com. Visit today. Technology is changing the way we live our lives and how we do business. On Managing Technology the Right Way, we'll talk about the benefits of technology and the great things it allows us to do, as well as its associated risks. Heard every Friday at 8 a.m. Pacific Time, Sun Jo Gall, the host of Managing Technology the Right Way, will interview business leaders and other experts that have shaped the way we use technology. If you want to keep up with the changing world of technology, listen to Managing Technology the Right Way with Sun Jo Gall every Friday at 8 a.m. Pacific Time right here on BusinessAmericaRadio.com.
Tune in to Business America Radio every Thursday at 7 a.m. Pacific Standard Time for Operating Today's Business in an Internet World with Tim Pearson. This show is designed to let you know how the Internet and its associated technologies provide a mechanism to do business in a completely connected world. Each week, Tim will discuss different topics from Internet security to educating your workers on its IT technologies. So tune in and get connected to Operating Today's Business in an Internet World with Tim Pearson every Thursday at 7 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Right here on BusinessAmericaRadio.com. Talk radio with a business perspective.
Keeping you a step ahead of the changing world of business. This is BusinessAmericaRadio.com.
You are listening to Managing Technology the Right Way, brought to you by the University of Phoenix Online. If you have a question or comment, call toll-free at 1-866-233-7861. Now back to the show. Here's Sun Jo Gall.
Welcome back to the show, folks. For listeners who've just tuned in, today's topic is IT challenges of transportation and logistics industry. Our guest for today's show is John Fielman. John is the Chief Information Officer at DSC Logistics, a national supply chain management company headquartered in Des Plaines, Illinois. DSC helps customers such as Kimberly-Clark, Kellogg's, Unilever, Best Foods, Pioneer, and Philip Morris achieve their business goals by managing change and information in the supply chain. Before the break, we spoke a little bit about the human element, that what should be done to make sure that the IT workers, the people in the IT organizations, are always working in the best of the best of their capabilities. And John did mention that, you know, communication is the key and training is the key, and giving them a sense that whatever they are doing is directly impacting the customer. Now, moving forward, just pick up these dreaded topics, or I would say one is dreaded, the other one is a wave. One is the security, other is the outsourcing. So what are your thoughts about this?
Well, I think the security is a big thing. I'm involved with the IT Resource Center, a great organization. We provide IT support to not-for-profits in the Chicago area. And we had Walter Mossberg, the Wall Street Journal columnist, come as our benefit speaker this year just a month ago. And, one of his big points was is that the challenges of security are just tremendous. And, companies and CIOs need to tend to it on so many different levels. There's the hardware side, there's the network side, there's the software side, there's the, he called it the criminal class of people who are, trying to break into people's networks and property. And, he made the point that the large players in the industry should really try to address this and solve it for all of us, because it's too much for us as individual companies to handle. And I am not an expert in this area by any stretch of the imagination, but that was a very interesting point of view for me. DSC has had we've been relatively lucky. We've had some worms, we had some viruses. The entire company lost a day or two because of I think it was the blaster worm. We rallied very nicely. We pulled together tremendously, but it's the downtime was relatively limited. We have not had any kind of damage the way some companies have had. It would be very nice if the real experts and the industry leaders took this on in a kind of a broad, holistic way. So far, so good. But we're not one of the big targets on the security front.
How about outsourcing?
We have not done. We are a company to which our customers outsource, so we understand outsourcing. From an IT standpoint, we have not done any offshore outsourcing. I'm actually participating in a CRIM forum on sourcing and outsourcing with the University of Illinois at Chicago. But the opportunities of it, I think, I was talking to a CIO the other day who said that the cost was about half and it took about twice as much time, the projects that she had outsourced to India. So I don't know. We have a project right now which is a very simple. The reason we haven't looked at it is because most of our projects are so business driven, so business. We talked about teamwork. Involves such a team, collaborative, iterative approach of business requirements. We didn't think that it would be effective, but we now have a project to extend the field lengths of many of our fields in the warehouse management system. We feel that we could simply list the fields, list the lengths. It's very straightforward, and that's a project that we're probably going to look at sending offshore.
Yeah, that's a grunt work, least risk.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah, and actually, historically, people say that if you're thinking about you'll get the whole thing done in 25%, that would not be a very good assumption, because on an average, you should see with everything given, like the extra management effort, 33 to 35% gain, the net gain that you should get from sending anything offshore.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the percentage that is being talked about.
Well, we may be joining the crowd exploring this. I think we got a project now that might make sense.
And listener suppliers, there is one opportunity for you guys.
Mm-hmm.
So now let's pick up this opportunity where you might have had situations where project was done, it was a big success and everybody said great things about it, and at the same time there might have been situations where an initiative was started or it was in the middle and something happened which could have been prevented, and that basically caused, I would not say total failure, but at least there was a loss. Do you think you'd be able to share something? And the only idea about bringing this up is so that, because we always learn more from failures than success.
Yeah, you know, I think we're all learning. Learning is part of being successful, and getting our lessons is critical. You know, we've done a big application project here at DSC where we spent a lot of time and effort on it that did not fulfill our expectations. And I would say a central learn for me in that is that to see the software in a production environment in operation with users using it before you make an enterprise commitment is expensive. It's a kind of a full-fledged pilot, and you're going to have to pay for that. And it takes a lot of time and effort and money, and you need a really good software vendor as your partner. But before you start looking at, you know, tremendous enterprise-wide implementation of a major production application, you know, I think that, you know, that would be a prudent thing to do. And a corollary of that is that the paper documentation of what software can do in requirements documents does not give you the certainty and the comfort as to what the software is really going to do that you might expect. There's a gap between paper documentation of requirements and the actual production level system.
So is that a lesson learned, or this is something which you are, so what kind of steps that you feel that would help bridge this gap?
Well, you know, that is a lesson learned, because I have an unusual background for a CIO. I'm a lawyer.
Oh, okay.
I went to the University of Chicago Law School, and we've created very good contract documents on what our requirements were, and even though our documents were really good, they did not deliver the certainty we expected.
Great. On behalf of the show and our listeners, I would like to thank you, John, for sharing the challenges and issues of transportation and logistics industry, and what could be the potential strategies for addressing them.
Well, Sanjog, it's been a pleasure. Thank you for having me. I think you have a wonderful show here. It's a good opportunity to, you know, being able to share and answer your questions is a learning opportunity for me as well, and I appreciate the chance to be on your show.
Thanks again, John. Given the current consolidation scenario in transportation and logistics industry, it certainly is a daunting task to get a handle on rapidly changing IT environments and going ahead and integrating them. However, this also poses an opportunity for all of us to redefine and re-architect, as John mentioned about the Y2K, the IT systems and infrastructure, and actually make them leaner, reusable, and more efficient as a one-time effort. If done right, a subsequent minimal effort will be required for any future additions of applications and functionality to your existing environment. Thank you again for listening to Managing Technology the Right Way. This is Sanjog Aul, your talk show host. Till next Friday, take care and God bless.
Thank you for tuning in to Managing Technology the Right Way, brought to you by the University of Phoenix Online. Please join Sanjog Aul next Friday at 8 a.m. Pacific Time right here on BusinessAmericaRadio.com.